Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. This is chapter 9, verses 46 through 50. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." If there's one lesson that comes to the forefront of this passage, it's humility. Jesus here is being a great teacher for his disciples. And humility is the lesson that he's inviting them to. And if his disciples were to take a step back, they would see from the witness of his life a great teaching on humility in itself. From the beginning, the whole story of the way that God is pursuing man is an outrageous condescension of God coming down to the level of human beings so that we could finally get it and get what he's trying to tell us about how much he loves us and how much he wants us to be in relationship with him. Even from the moment of creation, God is sharing his existence with these finite creatures who don't even have the capacity to understand fully the gift that they've been given. And then further, throughout the history of human beings, God is pursuing his people. He's pursuing the people of Israel. He's speaking his word through the prophets, and he's trying to get across to them exactly how he's inviting them to live in relationship with him. And then finally comes Jesus, the incarnation, where God comes down and, as it says in Philippians, he comes in the form of a slave. He comes in the form of a human being. He gives up all of the dignity that was due to him and comes and embraces our finite, broken humanity and takes it on himself so that he could redeem us. And further, what these disciples don't even know yet is that he does that by going to the cross, by giving up his life. And then by giving his body as food in the Eucharist. That whole arc of relationship is just one large descent from God in his divinity and his might coming down to the level of very finite, very weak, very slow to understand human beings. And so Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, already in himself is a witness of what it means to be humble, of what it means to come down to their level, and they're still having a hard time understanding. So he takes this example of something that they can't understand by taking a child, someone who has done none of the things that they have done, who has no claim to be greater than any of them. And in doing so, he invites them to a position and a disposition of being childlike, of letting go of the great aspirations they had for themselves or the ways they want to be seen by each other or even by him. And he's reminding them of their own littleness and inviting them to become little so that they can receive more of him. That is the word he uses, is to receive him and to let that be enough, to not strive after something else or something more than other people have, but simply to receive him and know that there's plenty of him to go around, that we're not going to get the short end of the stick, that what he's doing in us is exactly what he needs to be doing in us and what he's doing in other people is exactly what he needs to be doing in other people. And the more that we can allow him to work through other people, praise God. That means that he's being glorified more. And when we are receiving him and we are allowing his life to be lived through us, then it's not about our own glory anyway. And any of the great works that are going to come from that are going to be from him. They're going to be in spite of our limitations. And they're going to be a fruit of the good work that he is doing in us and the ways in which we've allowed him to live his life through us. So this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Again, my name is Sheila. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net.